Good morning and welcome to another On the Streets, coming to you from the studios in Providenciales. And we're here this morning live with you to bring you information that we hope will assist you as you traverse our roadways. Of course, as usual, I'm Wilbur Cayley and I have my co-host with me this morning. I'll allow him to introduce himself as usual. And so I turn it over to him.
Good morning, everybody. Damien Mitchell here, Acting Inspector from the representing the Royal Turks and Caicos Islands Police Force. It's more than a pleasure to be here. There's any opportunity to engage, elucidate, clear up, and to pass information that's going to benefit us and curb the offenses on our nation's road is an opportunity I embrace. So I'm happy to be here.
Thank you very much. And Inspector, I know that you brought one of your officers with you this morning. Just introduce him, or I don't know if you want to introduce himself.
Please introduce yourself, officer.
All right, my name is Officer Watson.
And he's a new officer attached to my department. This officer is the future. I am the now. And if you don't expose the juniors for the succession planning, they won't know how to get there. So rather than writing the blueprint, we're showing him what it is.
giving him the practical stuff.
Exactly. All he's right. Here. He's learning the practical aspect of what of the theory.
Yeah. Okay. Now, last week, as we were about to leave the show, I understand that we had a couple callers, or at least a person trying to call in and wasn't able to do so. So what I intend to do this morning is not to talk very long, but we're going to allow callers to call in again with their questions. And if we can assist them, we'll do that. We don't want to allow or not allow persons to get the answers that they want or they need concerning traffic matters throughout the Turks and Caicos. And so we're going to open the lines earlier today and allow them to call in and to ask their questions. Now, on my way to the studio this morning, and I asked you earlier, Inspector, about the part of the ordinance that speaks to emergency vehicles. On my way here this morning, the ambulance was coming up the road. And the ambulance was, as usual, had on its siren and its lights. And they were coming up the highway. Just about, I think I caught them at the roundabout, just above the roundabout by First Caribbean Bank. And there were a number of vehicles that were in the roadway and the ambulance was screaming to come through and they did not actually move to allow the ambulance to come through. They literally slowed down the ambulance as it was coming. And so you can imagine that the ambulance from the roundabout, think about this for me, from the roundabout at First Caribbean all the way to the exit that goes up to the entrance that you would do going into building materials. The ambulance had to actually wait on traffic, and the way was literally clear for the traffic to move as they're required to do. And so I wanted to bring that to the motoring public's attention this morning as it relates to an emergency vehicle. And Inspector, I'm going to allow you to speak to that because I think the public needs to know what they need to do in the event that an emergency vehicle is behind them with their sirens on and their lights flashing, you're required as a motorist to allow that vehicle to have access to get out as quickly as possible. And that really, really had me concerned as I was driving up the road this morning. Because we don't know where the ambulance was going. It is a matter of life and death, especially when you hear the ambulance or an emergency vehicle siren is on. It is a matter of life and death. So, Inspector, speak to that for me, please, so that we can enlighten the public, those who are listening, what is required when an emergency vehicle is in motion and trying to get to a scene.
All right. Well, thank you for that, because it's a practice that we're seeing a lot. I must say these days, I'm not sure if it's just regard to the police, but from time to time, we do need to get to places fast, and we use our horns. And I'm seeing more now that persons are pulling to the left and right, or as they're supposed to. But our law says that when the ambulance is, you should not fail to give way to the ambulance, the fire brigade, or emergency vehicles. And if you do that, if you prevent their passage, it is an offense under Section 54. I was trying to find the actual offense that says that. And it is a ticketable offense. It is punishable by fine of $250, I believe. And it is a thing that we need to get more into. There's another thing that happens as well. I saw it happen last Friday. There's a bunch of people who use the passage of the ambulance or emergency, the ambulance in particular, to follow, speeding behind the ambulance, trying to beat the rest of the traffic. Now, it is not, I don't believe it's here. It's a specific offense, but it is an offense in other places to do that.
Well, our law under Section 37 doesn't make it as, it says a person who drives or procures or incites another person to drive on a road of any kind. So it's probably, it's an offense, and that offense is liable on summary conviction to a fine of up to $2,000.
But that one speaks to speeding.
Right.
If we're able to deal with the speeding aspect of things. But under Section 37, one of the sections there will tell you what are emergency vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Well, it outlines what an emergency vehicle is.
Right.
So everything. A fire brigade or an ambulance, police car, a police vehicle or a fire brigade or an ambulance.
Yeah.
And it is marked as such and being driven in response to an emergency.
All right.
Yeah.
So that we know exactly what an emergency vehicle is, and when it's in the capacity as such.
Yes.
And there are special designations for vehicles. But as I was saying, we drive on the left-hand side. Section 48 of the Road Traffic Act tells us what we are required to do.
Yes.
So that brings to the fore those people who drive on the soft shoulder on the other side of the road, that there is an offense as well. Now, what is that in relation to what you spoke about this morning? So because we drive left, the law under Section 48 requires you to keep as far left as possible.
Uh-huh.
So what does that mean for our highways? You should be in the left lane at most of the time. So you go into the right lane, you drive into the right lane, overtake a vehicle, and get back on the left side.
Yes.
So now, in the passage of a vehicle of an emergency, in an emergency capacity, ambulance, fire brigade, and so on, they would have free passage we would call the right lane,
yes.
In a dual carriageway.
That's correct.
Now, some people refer to that lane as the fast lane. but it's not really the fast lane.
Well, it isn't.
Yeah. The truth is, we are to keep as far left as possible.
And I think it's important to as the ordinance makes known, on the road.
Exactly.
The paved road. Because people, there are others who will tell you, I'm going to as far left as I can. And they come off the road and they create another lane going down.
Well, the law speaks to macadamize.
That's what I was going to get to, yes.
And the other part to that is, since we drive on the left-hand side, our highway runs west to east and east to west.
Yes.
And our roads, if we drive on the left-hand side, the left-hand is the left-hand.
Always the left-hand.
And now the road is delineated by white lines on the macadamized road. Mm-hmm. Macadamized is what I'm referring. When I say macadamized, I mean the pitched road.
The paved pitched road.
Mm-hmm. So that's what the law is speaking about there. So for, well, we have a class of people that are doing some things that, well, for whoever, the class of people who are doing things in that sort of way, driving in a way that cause on the soft shoulder,
mm-hmm.
not on the road, mm-hmm. the public road. It is an offense to conduct yourself like that. And so for those persons who are in the habit of not giving way to the ambulance, because the law says when you hear, well, the highway code says when you hear the ambulance, you should pull left and allow them the passage.
Pass, yes.
And a failure to do so is an offense punishable with a fine of $250. So for everyone who is in the habit of doing that, we ask you to stop. Sometimes we go further to say, you never know when you prevent the ambulance from moving or the emergency vehicle from going where it's going. It may well be your family, and it has happened before.
Yes.
So we are asking you to be careful. Drivers or persons who are in the practice of teaching others to drive, you have a responsibility to tell them what they must do. And so remember, the law also says that when you drive, well, the highway code suggests that when you drive, you focus on driving. Be aware of where you are on the road at the time and know what's going on around you. So keep within what the law says you're required to do and allow the passage of those vehicles who have the permission to do that. Thank you.
Right. I mean, just so that we because I know in Providence Islands we speak of the dual carriageway and some of the other islands do not have dual carriageways. Just so that the public is aware, you made it known earlier, you must always move to the left. Even if you're in one of the other islands that do not have a dual carriageway, you pull off to the left and allow the ambulance to pass or the emergency vehicle. We're referring to ambulance now because that is what we noticed this morning. And so the emergency vehicle has the right to move to pass as quickly as possible to get to where they're going.
All right. The law also specifies in the regulation those vehicles, the color of the light of certain vehicles.
Yes.
So the police has red and blue.
Yes.
Right. And there, besides those vehicles, the law just mentioned about emergency vehicles. There are other vehicles that are in service. For example, those of the premier, the deputy governor, the governor. Those vehicles are covered under that as well because
mm-hmm.
there's law in place that deals with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are allowed the privilege of an emergency vehicles. If you notice, only certain classes of vehicles are allowed to have sirens and these lights. Anyone who has red lights or blue flashing lights, like the police, is an impersonation of the police officers. So those of you who are in the habit of committing offenses under section 46 on prescribed lights on your vehicle. I had a conversation with a gentleman last Friday. He has this fog lights on the bottom of his car. He has blue lights at the bottom of the car running board. He has these lit eyes on the windshield of the vehicle, and he was not using his headlights after sunset. So these are all requirements, and they become infractions of the law. They're offenses. Ticket over. Now, I'm happy the director is here because for all of those persons who have other lights on their vehicles, they need to get permission from the director to do that. And the law presupposes that you will keep your vehicles within the manufacturer specification.
Exactly.
So we also see there are Jeeps on the island who are removing the OEM headlights
mm-hmm.
and there are red lights around the headlights.
Mm-hmm.
That is an infraction. That's an unprescribed light. And so I've seen green, I've seen red, and everybody's doing all sort of stuff on those vehicles. You can't do that.
No, it's against the law. And I actually, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Inspector, because we've been discussing that in the office in terms of those persons who are doing vehicle inspections. And we have a session planned with the staff for those who are going to be inspecting the vehicles so that they know what color lights are to be on which vehicles. And if a person comes to the inspection station with these lights on, they're going to have to take them off. And the vehicle will not be licensed with those kinds of lights on the vehicle. So I'm glad you mentioned the color of the light.
Well, also in the regulation section of what an inspection must be, what an inspection of a vehicle must be.
Well,
it's right there in the RTA.
It's right there. The schedule is there. It's
exactly. It says what are the lights that must be on the vehicles.
Yeah.
Now, one of the issues with the lights, and I think it's no fault of ours, maybe an amendment will be made for American vehicles. But the law says what will be on vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Two white lights
mm-hmm.
in the front,
mm-hmm.
headlamps. Two at the side, amber, trafficator, indicators. At the rear, you'd have two white lights for reverse.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have two amber lights for indication.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have two white lights for illumination of the rear identification plate.
Yes, that's correct.
And now, there are some vehicles that will fall outside of that. American vehicles are red with indicators. But now I've seen people change the light. They have red bulbs. People have red bulbs at the front of the vehicles. And there's so much lawlessness happening with vehicles on our roads. And we need to do something. Now, oftentimes, I may tell a fellow, a light's blown sometimes. One filament is blown. But some people say, I didn't. Nobody tell me I'm not supposed to do that. But I think it's kind of sensible to say a vehicle is manufactured with these amount of lights on them. And so if you change the light, you're changing the specification of the vehicle.
Yes.
And these come under the Road Traffic Ordinance, the Road Traffic Act, sorry. They are all offenses under the Act. And anytime you step outside of that, it's an offense, $250 by ticket.
Well, the only thing I can say to that is that if you didn't know, you know now, as you're hearing. And if you're found to be doing those things, the police is going to enforce the law. And if you come to us for an inspection and the vehicle does not meet the specifications, we are not going to license it. And if I, as I said to my staff, if I find that you're going through these inspections and allowing these vehicles to be licensed with these lights and these all these other things on it that's not supposed to be there,
tinted windshields,
then you're going to be held accountable.
6 inches,
yes. So
50% at the front,
and so the public needs to understand the importance of what and it's there's a reason why these specifications are included in what the information that you're supposed and included in the vehicles that you're driving. Right. So I know we said we're going to give you an opportunity to call now. So we'll give you the numbers to call.
Okay. Please. The number is 946-2007. And we have another one. 1-900-222-2007. 2007. The time I came into traffic. Don't forget that. But I wanted to speak of the offense quickly as we go. So the offense is, it's under section 54.1F, and it says obstructing. No, I think it's not 54. It's actually 1F it is. 1I, sorry. The fine is $350 and is obstructing or failing to give way to emergency vehicles.
Okay.
So it's an offense that carries a hefty fine. A
very hefty fine.
So the section where you were speaking about earlier, 37, that deals with speeding and it delaying it. Well, it says it defines what is an emergency vehicle. And we have not had speeding in a while, but we must tell people, for the first 10 or up to 10 miles in excess of the speed limit, $350. That's the first part. So what does that mean? Leeward Highway is 40 miles an hour. And now, if you're driving at 41 miles an hour, the law says it's $350.
Yes.
But the law says for any part thereof, or up to 10, the next 10, so let's say you've passed 40, you're at 50 now, 51, 52, up to 60, that's another $350. And that is added to the first 10. So if you go over the speed limit, let's say you're doing a speed of 55 miles, your ticket is $700.
Mm.
If you're up to 61, you're looking at $1,050.
Yeah,
and so on. So the repercussions for speeding is extremely, it's difficult, it's hard. And I believe you can also be disqualified on those type of grounds as well. So we keep that in mind. Let's open the lines.
Okay. The lines are open. If you want to call, then please feel free to call. But just so that you are aware, the information has been given to you. And now you know that if a police officer stops you and you're going over the speed limit, within the first 10 miles over that limit, it's 350.
10 or part of 10?
Right.
Up
to the first 10
in
miles.
In excess of the speed limit.
Yes.
It's 350.
So over that?
Yeah.
Over the second 10?
Is another 350.
Another 350.
Added to the 350. So if a person commits an offense, he's caught by a speeding meter. Laser. Very wonderful.
Yeah.
No interference. Now, if he's caught with a laser exceeding the speed limit, he's at 55. The conversation will not start about $350. It won't. It starts at $700. And so there's no need to break it down for you. It's up to you to go read the law and see what it says. As a matter of fact, whoever designed the ticket, kudos. Let's give our legislators a good job. Kudos for that. A round of applause. Applaud it.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they did is that it's on the ticket and it explains how the speed is tabulated. And now what Mr. Kelly was saying, someone can actually go way above the speed limit, a fine of $2,000. But what the law is saying, if he goes beyond that, the cutoff is at $2,000. So what this means is that someone can be caught speeding at a rate of speed so high that he is past $2,000, but the law caps it at $2,000. So for speeding, based on the rate of speed caught on the meter, you can be issued a ticket for $2,000 in the first instance.
And we do have a lot of speeders on Providence Island in particular, especially on Sunday afternoons.
Yeah.
It's really becoming ridiculous. I mean, I was driving down the road yesterday afternoon, and there was this particular Mustang vehicle. I mean, I took note of the type of vehicle, and it was just going as if it was just like a bat out of hell. It was just going. And I was really concerned that if that person had lost control of that vehicle, what the potential damage would have been to whatever they would have gotten in contact with. Thankfully, hopefully it wouldn't have been a human being.
I'm glad you're there, because there's a few things we need to talk about whilst we wait on the courts. So there are people who are modifying their cars, and we said the director is here. And the director, I know he has not, I'm not speaking for him, but he's going to say yeah on it. He has not given anyone authority to interfere.
No. And I won't give him any authority
in that way.
No.
But what we see happening, now, there's a bunch of vehicles making loud, loud noise on island. And there is an offense under the Road Traffic Act, Section 541E. The fine is $200 for missing or defective mufflers or silencers. So what people are doing, they are removing, they're removing the silencer inside of the muffler. It becomes defective by human interference. Because there is a certain decibel. If you go to the manufacturer specification of a vehicle, you can know how it's supposed to sound. All right, so people are doing that, and they're using it to harass others. That's number one. Number two, we know Mustangs, there are certain types of vehicles that naturally has a loud growl. Mustangs have, but also there's muffler systems that could make that sound, that change as well. So, for example, there was a time when I liked to hear Magnaflow as well. Because if you have a Magnaflow barrel on your vehicle, naturally, it gives the vehicle a really nice growl. And if you're a car enthusiast, that'd be something that entices you. Especially if you're driving a manual vehicle, manual shift vehicle, when you change and you break down or you slow down, it sounds nice when you release the clutch. But you cannot use those to annoy people. Yeah, and now we have other offenses. So also under Section 541G, this fine is $250 and the offense is using horn or other audible warning devices excessively or to cause unnecessary discomfort.
Well, maybe you should have come with me this morning on my way here, because I was at the roundabout next to IGA, we're almost out of time, actually. Next to the IGA roundabout, there were vehicles in that roundabout coming out of IGA, coming up the road to my right. And I'm sitting there allowing these vehicles to come across. And this person was in the back of me with this horn. And they were just blowing and blowing and blowing. We have a call.
Being impatient.
Yes. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yes, good morning, good morning. I'm a caller from Providenciali, and I just want to make some quick comments. I've spoken to quite a few officers, and I always try to tell them concerning the traffic that we have on the road in the Blue Hills area. Every weekday morning, you go on that road, the road is full of a full line of cars. And you have other drivers who drive on the opposite side of the road to just to pass, to disrupt the traffic, to pass, to get to the end of the road quicker. And we always keep telling every time, well, I shouldn't say me, but I should say me. I always speak to police officers and I say, why don't they have police officers on that road every day? They only need to be there between the hours of 7 in the morning to probably about 9 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Of course, Inspector Mitchell. That's your cup of tea.
Yeah, I can tell you this, right? Blue Hills is one of those areas. It's one of the largest settlements on island. And because we have... Thank you for the comment, by the way. And I can tell you, members of the motoring public who were spoken to or motivated there will tell you that. We've issued numerous tickets over there. And it's not a situation where people don't know what's happening. But we're seeing a kind of subculture happening there now. Impatience is becoming the thing. So we are policing it. But from time to time, you would see us there. Thank you for the comment. And we will do what we can to curb it the best way we can. Thank
right.
you.
And just to say, and I know we have to wrap up now, but just to say that I've been in discussions with your executive, your force executive, in terms of that, and they have assured that they're going to be doing some additional road checks and dealing with traffic matters on Providenciales in particular, and also Grand Turk, and so those are being looked into. Unfortunately, we are out of time. This conversation was going well, and we didn't realize that time was just going. And so what we'll do is on the next show, next week, God's willing, we would continue with this as we bring you information that relates to how you operate on our roadways, what the fines are, the fees are, so that you are aware and that you know exactly what is happening. So again, thank you for listening, and may God bless all of you as he continues to bless our beautiful by nature Turks and the Caicos Islands.
Amen.